Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joyce Weiss is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the corporate energizer, and she's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a long time. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, and she's here to talk to us about something very important. Joyce Weiss, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me again, Jim.
It's good. Always a pleasure to have you back after all these years. We've enjoyed having you as a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. Joyce, one of the things that that I've been trying to get small business owners to realize, trying to help them understand, is that we've got to do more than just change. We've got to do more than manage change. We have to lead change. And that includes leading, being a leader, being out front of the marketplace with regard to our own brand, our own company, making sure that we're not stale. We've got to lead change even when it hurts a little bit. What do you think?
Oh yeah, and status quo being the same is the kiss of death. That's what I tell everybody. And rebranding, it sounds like so scary to some people because it, you know, does that mean it's millions of dollars? I'm a small business owner, and I've had to rebrand, I would say, every 7 years. And I've been a consultant for over 25 years. And there's really three things that because I thought about this morning because I knew we were going to talk about that. And three things that some of your listeners can think of. It's not hard. You got to think of your strengths. You've got to figure out how you're unique. And then you have to think about the pain and the needs of your clients. And with each one of these, it's just a few more details I could share with you.
I like the fact that the first one is knowing your strengths. Because what you're saying, you're not saying abandon what you know. You're not saying abandon what you do. You're saying, the first thing you're saying is, catalog, inventory, recognize, identify, write down what you're really good at.
Exactly. And let me tell you, as a former career counselor, this is the hardest thing in the entire rebranding because it's usually what comes easily, what comes naturally, and it's hard to see. For example, I was a team-building expert, a work-life balance expert, and a communication expert. So here I had to figure out, this is what I've done, this is what I want to do, but how can I look at the strength of mine and just twist it a little bit? And how can I not twist it in a bad thing, but look for the patterns? And that's where conflict came out of it. There's a conflict in all three of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured that out, hey, conflict resolution consultant,
right.
And I still do those three programs, but when people think of you, listeners, they've got to think one thing. What is your brand? What are you good at? I want people to say, I'm a conflict resolution expert. What do you want to think?
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I keep coming back to this thing that I keep saying, and I know my audience rolls their eyes when I say this, but I'm going to keep saying it as long as it's important. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, go on.
I was just going to say, let's talk about the second one.
Okay, unique. And when I said being unique, I don't mean copying the competition. I mean, how are you different? And it doesn't mean you have to go out and dye your hair blue or green. How are you unique? So, again, if I may talk about myself, so the audience can really relate, is I decided how I'm unique is I have so much corporate experience and so many stories that no one can copy from me. They're my stories from the different training that I've done all these years. So listeners think how you're unique. It doesn't have to be huge. You know, did you discover something? Did you get an award that maybe your competition didn't get?
Here's something, Joyce, that I think that I think small business owners really underestimate, and that's how much of an expert they are in what they do. I think they know it so well, and it's happened to them so gradually, they don't realize that they're experts. They know more than about what they do than maybe anybody else in the world.
Absolutely. And small business owners, you're right, because sometimes, I've done it all. Everyone could do this, but that's not true.
That's right.
We know more than our customers know. That's why they come to us.
And folks, recognizing this and leveraging it, using it to your advantage, is all part of rebranding. Rebranding is not changing the color of your sign. When you're a small business owner, it's not changing your logo, changing your catchphrase or whatever. It's about the things that Joyce is teaching us right now. What about the third one?
The needs of the client, it's also, to me, I like thinking about is the pain of the client. So when I thought about my clients, I said, okay, if I know my strength, I know how I'm different, what are the needs of my client? And they're all doing more with less. Many of them are burnt out. Many of the leaders don't know how to deal with hostility or bullying, which we're going to be talking about in the next segment. So this is the pain when I said, hey, it all goes along with the conflict. So you've got to figure out what is the pain. I mean, if your clients don't have enough money, then how is your uniqueness, how is your strength going to help them see that maybe they do, or maybe you have to position yourself that they need you because there's so much competition for them spending money on.
Well, and here's the thing, Joyce, that to me is the essence of what you're saying. Joyce is not saying you change the relationship, but the rebranding would be that instead of just selling them stuff, you become a partner with them. You become an integrated partner. If you find out where your customer's pain is and you solve that pain, that's a customer you can't run off, Joyce.
Absolutely.
And now you become a partner, and that's a big deal. That's the biggest thing that you should be thinking about from a rebranding standpoint. Don't just think about being a vendor to your customers. Be a partner, and I prefer to be an integrated partner. And I've accomplished this, folks, in my life. Joyce has too. Maybe you have too. When you become an integrated partner with a customer, you can't run them off. 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Joyce Weiss. We're going to completely change subjects, pretty much, and talk about something she's working on lately, which is bullying in the marketplace, in the workplace. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.